Jim, you're soaked in champagne. How does it feel?
Yeah, I smell a bit, don't I? Yeah. I'm not sure I'll be taking this T-shirt off, though. So, well, what a day. Sun shining, we won a championship. I'm, you know, happiest man in the world.
And how pleasing is it? How proud does it make you feel that you led this team to glory?
Oh, it's very special. You know, Warwickshire's very close to my heart. You know, I remember as a young lad, 11-year-old lad, coming to Warwickshire and to be able to lead them out into a final today. It's just a fantastic feeling, of which I want to dedicate it to the memory of Neil Abberley. Passed away last year, and I felt gutted that I couldn't win it for him last year, but the fact that we did it this year, I hope he's looking down on us with a big smile on his face.
Where does this rank in your career as a whole?
Oh, it's the pinnacle for me. Not only to win a championship, everyone knows that winning a championship is the best thing you can do in the county game, but to lead the team that did it is just fantastic.
You've done it in style, haven't you?
We have. I said to the guys when we didn't win that game at the Rose Bowl, make sure we use it as to fuel our passion, to make sure we come back next year, do it with a game to spare, and we've done that.
And then you can see the reaction, what it means to the fans. How does that make you feel?
It's really special. The great Bears fans have come down here in a big way, and to be able to just, you know, get that trophy in my hands is just fantastic.
And after the pain of last season, does that make it more sweet?
Yeah, it does. It does. But that's what's fueled us all this time. And I said to the guys now that this isn't the end. You know, we want to make sure that we have that same thirst to improve next year and do it again.
You've still got time to enjoy it before a big trip to Lords, I suppose.
Yeah, we can enjoy it now, enjoy tonight, and then move on and hopefully bring two trophies home.
Ian, fantastic atmosphere here today. How does it feel?
Feels a bit unbelievable, to be honest. I mean, worked so hard throughout the season, and then after last year's disappointment, you know, I couldn't relax until we took that final wicket, really, so it feels amazing.
Did that spur you on with the disappointment of last year?
Yeah, of course. You know, we said take what happened last year and use it as a positive, and we didn't want to feel like that again. And, you know, to wrap it up with a game to spare now is, as I say, unbelievable.
Where does this rank in your career as a whole?
Oh, right at the top. You know, having not played for England or anything like that, to win the Division 1 County Championship is as good as you're going to get. And play a big part this season, as I've done, and all the boys have been brilliant. It feels great.
You must be really, you know, feel proud to have played such a big part and have scored so many vital runs.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a real squad effort this year. Everyone's chipped in and won games at vital times, and, you know, I'm lucky enough to score a few this year as well, but, you know, everyone's done us proud, and as I said, won games at vital times.
You've done it in style today, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, turning up, obviously nerves, playing a part before this game, to bowl them out for 60 and then rack up 470, you know, it doesn't get any better.
And you can see what it means to the fans. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Oh, good. I mean, great support all season, and now, you know, we've got the cup. You know, absolutely brilliant.
Chris, what a day for Warwickshire.
Incredible, mate. It's been a long time coming as well. 2004 was the last one, so no, it's great to be receiving the trophy today. But it's been a real squad effort. Today's been obviously the top tip off, but yeah, it's just fantastic. Lots of words, really.
And you've played a big part this season as well, so it must be a real good thing for you.
Yeah, you know, it's great. It's a shame that I missed out this game, obviously elsewhere. But no, it's great to come back and enjoy the celebrations with the lads. But as you said, it's been a real squad effort. There's probably about 16, 17 players that have played a solid part this season. So lads deserve it, and we'll enjoy it now.
And then you were so close last season, so I guess that will make you enjoy it even more.
Yeah, definitely. Last year was tough pill to swallow. Yeah, it was that last day down at the Rose Bowl was horrible, really. So to finish it off with a game to spare is really, really good for us.
You've done it in a great way of style in front of the fans here at your rivals.
That's right, yeah, to be against local rivals Worcester, and to win it in such the way we did. To bottom out for 60 in the first innings was just probably a nerve settler, really. I think the lads were probably a little bit nervous coming into the game, so to win bottom out for 60 in the first innings was probably the crucial part, really.
How big have Ashley Giles and Jim Troutman been in helping you get there?
Oh, they've been massive, you know. I mean, like you said, last year was tough. And to try and get us back on the road and to win it this year has been fantastic. But no, Jim's led it really well. And Ashley's been here for a good few years now, so he deserves it as well. But everyone on the coaching staff deserve it just as much as the players.
Because a lot of the Warwickshire fans feel that they should be up there winning maybe more titles and establishing themselves as one of the biggest in the country.
Yeah, you know, we are a big club and it's got a huge tradition, so and a lot of history behind it. So we're just passing along the way, and it's nice to stamp our sort of legacy on the place. So, you know, we're not going to finish here. We're going to try and win it next year, and hopefully there's many more to come.
And you've got a trip to Lords to look forward to as well.
That's right. If we could do the double, it would be a pretty incredible year for us. Was there 2 years ago and won it then, so hopefully we can have a repeat performance.
I think you need to go back in and look after some of them with the
beer. That's right, mate. I think I need to spray some more champagne.